This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The exclusive sponsor of the Grant and Danny radio program is the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. About 17 minutes from right now, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Game 1 Caps Canadians. We're doing that all day long at 20 minutes after the hour here on Grant and Danny. Bet Online went through every single NFL team and assigned a likeliness for each team to make the NFL playoffs.
So Washington, where would you have get? Like, so at first glance, when I saw this number, 57%, I went, wow, that's actually kind of low. But then you think about it, the best team in the NFC, the defending Super Bowl champions, Philadelphia, had an 80-some percent chance of making it back. Then the next best was Detroit, and then there were a couple other teams that had higher percentages. Tampa had a higher percentage because they play in a bad division. But 57%. And when you first look at that, you'd go, that's disrespectful. That's, you know, maybe a little bit low for them. But upon further review, it makes sense. But you do the math. Every year, it's about half the teams that make the postseason don't the following year. Teams that don't do. I mean, Washington did it. They went from worst to a 12-win team, more wins than they've had in 30-plus years, right? So you look at some of the teams that are returning, whether it's Detroit. Minnesota was 14-3, which I forgot about. I had them as good. I don't remember them being 14-win good, but there they are. Green Bay. You just do the math, and you know, if the NFC West has a soft out-of-division schedule, you could get two teams from the NFC West that maybe bumps Washington out of there, any regression with a more difficult schedule, et cetera. So 57% is kind of right where you'd see. To me, I think a lot of people would say, that's actually not too terrible. That makes sense.
So I'm guessing it's based on the odds that were assigned, and there's all kinds of data used in that, putting that together. Like, I would just top of my head have said 70%. But as you said, now you have to recalibrate everything. Because if Philadelphia is 75, then Washington has to be adjusted accordingly. Mm-hmm. But what you're getting at and what you're asking me is actually what we're going to make our poll of the day today. On Grant and Danny, you can go vote right now on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. Grant and Danny's poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. How would you juxtapose like your thoughts on their likeliness to make the playoffs with the 57% given to them from BetOnline? Do you think they have a better chance than that? Do you think that's right? Right around where you would say, or do you think they have less of a chance than that? I would have said statistically a better chance than that. Just looking at the landscape of the NFC. Mm-hmm. The fact that Philly's better than them in the division, probably. You can convince me in the NFC North that Detroit or Green Bay are right there with them in the conversation or better. In the NFC West, everyone's still on San Francisco. I'm not. I think they're going to come backwards, which means probably staying put from where they were last year because they crashed back down to earth. But you know, the Rams are still really good. I just have a hard time seeing, in a three wild card conference, Washington not being one of those going into the season. So I would have said closer to 70% than 57. So if I'm voting on our poll on Twitter, I'm saying I think they have a better than 57% chance. But I also say that knowing a regression is very possible, that it's very, very hard for Jaden Daniels to repeat what he did, and that their schedule is brutal. I mean, some of the metrics you can look at, it's one of the five hardest schedules in the sport.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at. To me, my first glance, I went, oh, that's probably pretty low. Then upon further review, I actually think it's right on. I think it's actually a pretty good. There's a better chance than not that they go to the postseason, right? But that doesn't factor in anybody's jump forward. That doesn't factor in, I'm making this up, but Seattle gets right in their first year with Mike McDonald. They won 10 games. Could they win 11? Are the Rams reloading? Are they good enough? You do some of the math within your own division, within your own conference, you could be good. I actually think they're going to be pretty good. But you don't get the Hail Mary. You don't get the that one lucky break. And instead of a 12-win team, we look at them as a quote-unquote disappointment that wins 10 games against a more arduous schedule, and you could be one of those teams that won 10 and didn't get in. I don't think it's crazy for them to be good, have this still be a step forward, and not necessarily be an NFC Championship caliber team again.
What teams could be the surprises in the NFC this year, a la Washington 1 year ago? And I don't think the draft is overly relevant in this, because other than Shedeur Sanders going to, say, New Orleans, there's not a team in the top 10 expected to get a quarterback that's in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
So the balance of power of really quality quarterback play that's AFC dominant is only going to tilt further that way if Cam Ward is as good as he's supposed to be, because he's going to an AFC team at one.
Here are my candidates: Ben Johnson in Chicago. They were, maybe they do this coming year what they were supposed to do last year. They were everybody's darling, and they went 5-12, and they were around 500 till that Hail Mary, and then they got broken.
I think they're a great answer. They got outscored by 60 points last year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem for them: is they're in the toughest division in football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they're going to be way better, but way better from 5-12
could be 8 wins. Yeah,
could be 9-8. If they're 9-8, though, they're knocking on the door of the wild card. But they're in a division where the Detroit Lions won 15 games, went 15-2, and were the NFL leader with a plus 22 scoring differential. The Vikings were 14-3. The Lions won 15 games and had to win in week 18, or the Vikings won the division. How crazy is that?
Very.
A plus 100 scoring margin for the Vikings. The Packers were 11-6. 11-6 would have won the NFC South. It would have won the NFC West. It would have knocked on the door in the NFC East. It would have won two of the divisions in the AFC. And they finished a distant third, but they were plus 122. I think Detroit will get a little bit worse, but is still a 11 or 12-win team. Minnesota, it's hard to imagine them going 14-3 again, especially if they have a rookie quarterback in McCarthy. So they'll come back a little bit, maybe from 14 wins to, 9 or 10 wins. Green Bay at 11-6 feels sustainable. I think they're a division champion caliber team with Jordan Love, ideally, a year further removed from some of the injuries he's dealt with and getting better. But the Bears are just in a loaded division. But that's a really good answer, because they addressed their offensive line. They threw money at the guard position. They have two new starting guards. Caleb Williams is working with one of the better offensive minds in the league. And if you trust in Ben Johnson's scheme, it's not going to look like Detroit's in 1 year. But maybe he could work some magic with last year's number one overall pick at quarterback, which means he's ultra-talented.
Throw a couple other teams at you. The Atlanta Falcons. I know they're easy punching bags because you could do this every year with them, but four games they lost last year by less than a score, including an overtime loss against Washington in a must-have game. They're now a little bit more settled at quarterback, you would think. I mean, Cousins was injured at times, a liability for them last year. If you buy Penix, and again, that division stinks. Right, the best team is Tampa, who's fine.
So you got to really be convinced, I think, in Michael Penix to go with Atlanta, because I'm not sure that their defense has been fixed. Now, maybe they're going to draft somebody early to get sacks. They got zero pressure again last year. It was one of the worst pass-rushing teams in the NFL, and their defense was really, really bad. They allowed 423 points. Just as an example, the Bucs allowed 380 last mm-hmm. year. It was like a 50-point difference between the top two teams within a game of each other at the top of that division. Maybe Atlanta could make the playoffs, but if they do, I just think they benefit from the South. Like, I don't see a Tampa 10 or 11 win season and Atlanta also winning 10 games and being a wild card, right? You track that? Like, to me, one of those two teams wins 10 games with 7 losses and gets in, and the other is probably 8-9. It's just a bad division.
It's a bad division. Yeah, because I think New Orleans can't get out of their own way. I don't think Carolina's ready for primetime.
How about this one? You just talked about Michael Penix betting on a quarterback. If you really like Penix, you're going, what if, .. If Penix is good, the Falcons could be good. What if Sam Darnold plays well in Seattle? I think most people are anticipating he leaves Minnesota. Bye-bye, Justin Jefferson. Thanks for the time, TJ Hockenson. See you later, Aaron Jones. That offensive line, which is awesome. Kevin O'Connell's in my rear view, and he's going to become Sam Darnold again. Midnight strikes, turns into a pumpkin. We're back to the Jets, Sam Darnold, the 49ers, Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. What if he plays like he did last year, which he collapsed at the end of the year. Big games didn't go his way, but it was well over 30 touchdowns and barely double-digit
interceptions. He was great for 15 games.
He was an MVP candidate for half of a year, and for the season, he was a Pro Bowl-type quarterback. If he plays like that, then he's better than what Geno gave him last year. And you got, as you said, a defensive-minded coach in Mike McDonald. You mentioned it earlier. They went 10-7 and barely missed winning the division. They were even with the Rams in the win-loss column. Could Seattle be a sneaky 10-11-win team?
Without a doubt. And everybody's on San Francisco. You and I are not. But again, you still have a core of...
I don't get that. They went 6-11, and I know they got terribly injured last year.
I think it's that.
They lost their final four games. They were really like 6-7, and then they kind of punted as they were banged up. But they've lost everybody. Like, what am I missing here? Some of the decisions they've made this offseason, I guess people just love Brock Purdy more than I do.
Well, it's Shanahan, it's Purdy, it's McCaffrey, it's, you know.
So they're banking on 17 games from McCaffrey. Okay.
Which I'm not.
I don't think that's possible. Yeah, but if you say, like, 2 years ago when he was the OPOY, he was the player of the year on offense in the league, they were a Super Bowl contender. If you think he plays in 16 games this year and is a 1,500-yard back who catches 70 balls again, okay, that's a good point. Now they're good again. I just don't think that's a thing.
I don't either. I don't think guys that are older and off-injured become older and uninjured. I just don't see it working out that way. I think their window may have closed.
There was also rumors they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk, which I haven't heard in a few weeks. Is that over with? There was the talk that Trent Williams was at odds with them this offseason, and maybe that they were butting heads a little bit, that he could be moved if they really wanted to create some space for Purdy. I guess those things are not happening. I mean, if Ayuk's there and Trent Williams is there and McCaffrey is healthy, now at least Purdy, who I do think is largely, I think he's fine. He's good. Top half the league QB. But he is a beneficiary of a really good situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could still thrive with that supporting cast, probably.
Yeah, and Shanahan pulling the strings. So the other
They drafted my guy Ricky Pearsall last year.
Who's
I think he's going to be good.
I'm with you. Arizona. 8-9 last year. Frisky, pain in the butt. Again, this is for you. I saw your immediate reaction. It's a Murray thing for you, and it's a Murray thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I guess my point here isn't that I'm thinking Arizona's a championship contender or they're really good. The reason I bring up Atlanta, Arizona, you could pick maybe another couple that fit into this. It's not always that you would say straight up on a lab report they test better than Washington. They could be a worse team in almost every way, but benefit from who knows what. The fact that they were frisky, involved in a lot of games last year, they could be a 10-game winner.
What does that mean? Benefit from who knows what? What do you mean?
Like, you get a good scheduling quirk. You get the Hail Mary this year. You know, like you get the benefit of luck. You get the ball bounce on your side. You end up playing the team that has their starting quarterback that's injured or whatever. Like Washington got in 2020. Arizona was okay. I'm not saying that I saw the second coming of the Kurt Warner Super Bowl Arizona Cardinals, but they were pretty frisky under Jonathan Gannon and company. And there are some nice little pieces to go for Kyler Murray. I mean, obviously Marvin Harrison, their tight end just signed one of the richest tight end deals in human history. They got some pieces that are intriguing. So if let's say San Francisco stinks and the rest of the division doesn't run away with it, these guys beat each other up, they could be the team like Seattle that won 10 games last year. They could be the 10-win team. Not necessarily that they're great and I'm writing home saying, I just saw the best team in the NFC. I don't think that's the case. But when you're talking math at the back end of the postseason, that's kind of what's at risk here. And that's why I think that percentage for Washington, to bring it back to that part of the conversation, is probably right on. Washington could be good. And I think they will be. They could also regress because of the challenges of the schedule and second year sophomore slump for quarterbacks, whatever you want to call that. I think that's all on the table. They could still be moving forward, but not have the same kind of year, and somebody else gets the benefit, gets the break or two.
The Cardinals have sneaky had a pretty good offseason, too. Just looking at who's come and who's gone since last year. So they went out and they brought in Akeem Davis Gaither at linebacker from the Bengals. Notably, Jacoby Brissett as a backup quarterback comes over from New England. Josh Sweat, one of the pass rushers from the Philadelphia Eagles, got paid pretty well to come to Arizona. Calais Campbell, who just never retired.
The ancient one.
I mean, shtick aside, he's got to be 41.
He's close to 40. If he's not 41.
Is he not 40?
I thought he was 38 or 39, but...
That would make more sense, because how could you keep playing at 41?
It's not like he's my quarterback either.
That's what I'm saying. He's a defensive lineman. It makes no sense.
He was 38 this past year, but 39 this year.
So he's 50 is what you're telling me. So he goes from the Dolphins to the Cardinals, just signed with them. They made some decent moves. They did not lose a ton either. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at some of their free agents that have moved on, it's not like they lost Pro Bowl talent. You're right. My initial reaction when I go, I don't see it. It's number one, it's a Kyler Murray thing. But number two, I do think that's a good division. I think the Rams are good. I just made the case for Seattle possibly being frisky. I don't see San Francisco necessarily, like I have the last few years, as an NFC championship game type team. But for whatever reason, the industry really likes them.
Yep.
So if San Fran's good, then we're saying that's three competitive division title type teams, or at least 10-ish win type teams. So that makes life a little bit harder. I think Marvin Harrison will be better in year two than year one. I did not love his rookie year. Remember, I liked Malik Nabers more than him. I still feel good about that. But the people that, you know, were sold on him, I think they saw what they wanted to. Like, he's very talented. He's going to be very good. But he's got some work to do still. Well, he's not the finished product, maybe, that a lot of people suggested he would be. They need another weapon. I'd like to see them get another receiver, because Michael Wilson and Zay Jones are just okay. If you had Harrison and one other piece for Murray, that would be awesome. They can run the ball with James Conner and Trey Benson as well. They have a 90-catch tight end.
Trey McBride is a star.
Trey McBride just signed a huge extension, too. He's one of the best tight ends in football. One of my favorite players in the league. He's awesome. So it's a good little offense. And then you brought in Calais Campbell and Dalvin Tomlinson to upgrade the D-line. I think Davis Gaither is going to start for them at linebacker. Sweat's going to start on the edge. So they'll have four new starters in their front seven. That's pretty crazy.
Yes, it is.
And a defensive-minded coach, you've mentioned, and Jonathan Gannon. So him and the coordinator, Nick Rallis, will have some pieces to work with. Yeah, I guess I'm talking myself into them being a 500 kind of team, and now you're a couple bounces away. But if we're playing like Washington definitively better than or not, I would still throw Arizona into the Washington's better than pile.
No doubt about it. And I would take, if they matched up, I'd take Washington. But that's not always the point when it comes to the postseason, right? Because not everyone's playing the exact same schedule. They could benefit where Washington, then a week the Washington's got Kansas City on the road, Arizona's got, you know, broken San Francisco with half their roster hurt.
All right, you know what time it is. It is 3:20, which means it is time to give away another pair of tickets on Grant and Danny. Someone's going to Game 1, Caps Canadians. So let's do this thing. Caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. You are winning a pair of tickets to the Round 1 game on Monday night at Capital One Arena, coming up on the 21st. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Congratulations to the winner. We're giving these tickets away 20 after the hour all day long.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan, our double play at 3:45 today. It's Friday, so we'll win off the field. You'll call us and tell us what little things going right in your day that nobody else would care about. We've got another winner for the Caps tickets. Alberto is going to be making the trip from Hagerstown. We were just
Look
talking about Hagerstown yesterday and about how often I go there and how much I love to go to Hagerstown. Alberto,
nice.
What's up?
What's up, man? Thank you, guys. I'm excited for Monday. I can't wait for the playoffs, man. I'm super excited.
Who are you taking to the game with you?
My son. We're both excited. We've been to plenty of games this season, and you know we're definitely excited for game one, and hopefully we go all the way, you know?
I love it. Have
That'll
you been
be
to
fun.
A playoff game before?
Yes, I have. I
oh,
went.
The best.
They won the Stanley Cup. And they lost the first game.
All right, let's reverse that.
That's the one you went to.
I don't want to go 0-2
yeah,
in the playoffs.
That's the one I went to.
Yeah, I'm sure you left thinking, this is a Stanley Cup team. That's happening.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for listening, and congrats to you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day, fellas.
Yeah, buddy.
You got it. Alberto taking his son. That'll be fun.
Fredericksburg, Hagerstown. That's where the winners are from. That's where we're playing.
We are making
Look
moves.
At this. Yeah.
You have to be a minor league affiliate. Current or past
Seriously.
Of the Washington Nationals at the single A level. So next stop, Potomac. Somebody
Gross.
Out in Woodbridge,
right?
Home of the
old,
Peanuts.
The old Prince William Cannons back in the day.
If you're near Fitzner Stadium, is that place still up? Wasn't there a fire there a few years ago? I kind of remember.
Let me see.
Dad, look that up for me. See if there was a fire at the Peanuts Stadium at some point. Or maybe I'm making that up. I hope not. I hope I am making it up, to be clear. Not that there was a fire.
I hope it happened, said Grant.
No. I meant I hope there wasn't a fire there.
Fitzner Stadium hit by fire. I'd see 2012.
Boom. Well, that year's just, what are years, really? So the memory is correct, but it was 13 years
ago. Wasn't just a couple months back.
I was like, what, like 6 months ago, I think.
Looks like end of June in 2012.
That makes perfect sense.
There you go.
Right around the mini camp for Robert Griffin III, just as I assumed.
You got to correlate those things in your mind, right? That's what
very
it was.
Very recently.
Yeah. They're chanting RG3 while it was on fire.
There is no better sports atmosphere in this town than a playoff hockey game. There's some things I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very fun to go over to Audi Field for the DC Defenders. It's different. It's low stakes. You know, the team is 13-3 all time at home. They've got another game this Sunday afternoon. Like, that's a lot of fun. I think the Nats, when things are cooking, when the team's really good, a blast, right? That's regular season. That's playoffs. Doesn't matter. Big game. A lot of people. That can be a lot of fun. Although I will say, game to game, it's not that fun. Like, I hope the Orioles series is good next week. But going midweek last week, even for the Dodgers, when it was cold out, weather wasn't great, didn't cooperate.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
It wasn't a good atmosphere.
Mm-mm.
But the atmosphere is in the arena at Capital One. Wizards is meh. Commanders got a lot better this year, but it's been, we've talked about it a lot on the show, pedestrian for a long time because of the stadium. We've always had one saving grace. You could feel like you were in an awesome sports town in an awesome moment when you go see the Caps and everyone's rocking the red. And if you haven't been to a playoff game and you're winning these tickets today, good on you.
It is cool. Now, you're going to feel that heart right out of that chest.
Well, that part's the worst.
I mean, it's coming. Like, you're going to be cold but sweaty. You're gonna have anxiety, but you'll be cheering. Like it is the strangest thing where every second you're walking this tightrope and you have nothing to do with the game. All you're doing is cheering when appropriate, and gasping and feeling terrified.
Yes.
Every time the puck is not on your side of the ice, it's like, oh my God.
The hockey playoffs are excruciating.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that. But early in the series, I am able to still kind of keep my wits about me. Because in game one, worst case scenario, you're down a game. Now, if you lose game one into game two, I start to get a little tight. I start to get a little anxious. There are certainly some nerves. If you're down 0-2 into game three, now it's on like Donkey Kong. Now, every time the other team has the puck in the offensive zone, it's a disaster. The worst is overtime in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
I do, but I know your point. Yeah.
It's excruciating doesn't even begin to say. I mean, if the other team has the puck across center ice, you feel like death. Every second that they have the puck could be the second where you lose. Now, when you're on the other side of the ice, here we go. We're calm. It's not overly exciting, but you're just not hating life.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to the worst one. So we're walking the path here. Elimination game playoff hockey.
Yeah.
Kill me where I stand. Just
take me.
I don't care how you want to do it. Take your hands and choke me and write a nice letter to my wife and send it off in my behalf. Take a golf club to my head. Whatever you want to do, Rouye, you do it. Overtime playoff hockey, years off the life, man.
Yeah.
Bad.
I've
And the Caps love doing it.
Well, this is their favorite bit.
Watch this. They will play four overtime games in this series.
Just in the first round.
That's all they do.
The number of times that it's like that movie with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried or Seyfried or Seyfried? Seyfried?
You rick me when you do this.
What? I don't know. What is
Have
it?
A little respect.
Seyfried?
Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried.
She's gorgeous. She's a wonderful actress.
She's very good acting.
She's been around for a long time.
But it's a movie. It's called In Time. It's where like you don't, like the whole thing is time. The currency is time. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said first. So they've taken... I just hold up my wrist and they've taken the time from me.
Dude,
it's a long way to get to the bit.
That was a deep cut, but you're so right.
Where it's like that sci-fi movie where like you're like that's a week for dinner.
I think people are tracking, but for people like Ryan and Darius who have never seen a movie.
Now, movies are things you can go to a theater
so
and sit down or watch them at home.
Every person on their wrist, it has the number of minutes you have left in your life. And it's counting down and you can look at it all day long. So you're like, "Oh my, I have 900 hours left or you know whatever it is, 1 million hours, and so you could do the math, whatever.
Mm.
But when certain things happen, the time disappears or doesn't, and then they pay you in hours in this futuristic thing. So like when you go to work or whatever and you do a good job, someone gives you more minutes. But this, my friend Danny, what he was saying, Darius, about this hypothetical movie, mm-hmm. again, movie is...
It's a movie.
It's like pictures that move,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and there's talking on it,
yeah.
Soundtracks.
So you just go up and put your hand like at a laser tag where you have to put the gun in.
Little QR code.
Like... Battery charge. You're in the laser tag. You put your little QR code under there, and the Caps just zap hours from you. Hey, boof, gone.
Yeah. I have walked in there, and I'm up 3-1 against the Penguins, and just years off my life.
Only in Caps hockey is 3-1 some of the scariest words you could ever hear.
Yeah.
Oh, my team's leading the series 3-1?
Oh, my God.
Why? Why do they have to be?
Yeah. Only at one point, I don't think this is true anymore, but at one point, I reported this out a million times to lick you. 20% of all 3-1 collapses in NHL history belong to the Capitals. At one point, I don't think that's the case now. There have been more teams that have done it. But at one point, if you take 5 3-1 collapses, at least one of those was Washington's.
Did you hear, by the way, that Amanda Seyfried and Sydney Sweeney are going to be in a movie where they are lovers?
What, really?
Now, I'm not going to see that movie.
They love each other?
Yeah.
How about that?
Indeed. Bet you there'll be some good acting in that film, right?
Full frontal acting, you're thinking.
I didn't say anything.
What are you thinking?
I'm just saying they're both good actors.
Yeah. We'd like that. That's what we like on the show.
I tell you what, I don't want to see that movie, but if you want to go, I'll go with you as long as there's popcorn. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. What's it called? What's the movie called? Does it matter?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't look that part
Where'd you find out about that? On one of their Instagrams? Do you follow them?
I do not follow Amanda Seyfried.
Do you follow Sydney Sweeney?
I think I do, actually.
How come you follow her?
I'm a big fan of her projects.
Of her acting?
I need to know what she's in next.
Yeah.
She's one of the great actors of our time. Kurt is in Ashburn. Hello, Kurt.
Kurt.
Hi, folks. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Listen, I'm an old rink rat. I played all my life. And I got to tell you something. I don't understand this animosity towards the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Steelers. I know Washington area fans don't want to hear this, but they're the two of the classiest franchises in all sport. When the Caps won the Stanley Cup, Pittsburgh took out a full-page ad in the Post congratulating them.
Did they really?
While I want to see us beat Crosby and Malkin, I don't hate them.
Did they, in the Washington Post, they did that?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I'll take your word for it. It's very simple, though. I can explain it to you if you need me to explain why people hate them. It's because that's our main rival.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm very uncomfortable with the way hate is thrown around. Like it's having a hang.
Like it's having a what?
I don't even hate Dallas. I hate seeing them win, but I don't hate Dallas in football, and I don't hate the Penguins.
Good job by you.
I'm sorry?
That's a good job by you. Yeah, you have a good heart.
Well, thank you. You know what? I'm getting old. It's not that good. Anyway.
That's a good zing.
I don't know if it's a healthy heart.
That was a good zing.
But you have a good heart. Yeah. You don't have any hate. I don't think hate is like a real term.
It's sports hate.
It's sports hate, right? No, there's a vitriol. There's a loathe. I don't think if Sidney Crosby was stuck in an elevator and you know I found out about it that I wouldn't tell the cops to go help him out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fair enough. I understand. It's up to me to understand.
You need to quantify it. Yes.
Did Darius dump that?
I don't know. Yep. No one knows right now.
We didn't need to dump them.
No one knows.
But that's funny, know. Kurt. Good line.
Thank you, Kurt.
I just say, they're among the classiest franchises in pro sports, Steelers and the Penguins.
That's good for them. I'm glad that they are classy. And they gave Ovechkin, I think, the reason for his call. They gave him a Rolex last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not suggesting that they're not classy, by the way. But they're the enemy. When they play the Caps, that's a great rivalry. There's an animus there because they had what we didn't for a long time as well. And the fan bases, I mean, they're insufferable. They hate Tom Wilson. They pretend like he can't play. Mr. Classy fan base is telling me I'm a fat loser all day long when the Caps are playing the Penguins on Twitter because they're so classy. So, yeah, they are annoying. And it is okay.
They're super classy on the portrait gallery steps after games.
Right.
It's okay
to have sports hate.
And I got plenty of it, and they're the subject.
You actually have real hate.
Oh, yeah, I got that too. But I got both. But we're just doing sports hate right now. Yeah, the 92, 94, 95, so many times. Just joy stealing. Didn't matter that we were better. It was just because it was Lemieux, because it was Ron Francis, a young Jaromir Jagr, who I still hate to this day. All of it. They're so obnoxious, yuns and yins, in those stupid jerseys. Just ruining my time for years. So yeah, I will continue to hate them. I got us both, Kurt. You and me. If you got 0 units and I got 100, we got 100 units of hatred, brother. I got you.
You sound like a sweet man, though.
For a nice guy.
But in 91, the Penguins eliminated the Capitals from the playoffs. And then they did it again in 92 in 7 games. And then they did it again in
95, 96.
In 7 games. And then they did it again in 96 in 6 games. And then they did it again in 2000 in 5 games. And then they did it again in 2001, and I cried, in 6 games. And then they did it again in 2009 in 7 games. And then they did it again in 2016 in 6 games. And then they did it again in 2017 in 7 games. You get the gist here.
You see what that is? How that kept happening?
That made me sad a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't like them very much. Appreciate the call, though. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Double play is next. How are you winning off the field? What little thing is going right in your day that nobody else would care about? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
You're going to remain right there.
It's time to win off the field. It's a Friday in lieu of a double play. We count up our blessings here. How are you in the win column? Got something fun planned this weekend? What's going right in your day that nobody else would care about? Call us now. Let us know. We'll celebrate with you. 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. We do this today to honor Goose Allen.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
Hashtag never forget. Danny, how are you winning off the field?
I had a couple $100 in my Venmo, not to brag. I'm just saying I did.
Richie Rich over here.
Right? It's like one of those, like, I'm sorry, humble brag. It's like, who has that?
You know? Danny Routier?
That's me, Chuck. Miss you, pal. And I did the standard transfer to my bank account, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to see this in the bank account for, what, you know, 3 days or whatever. But it does the thing where it says 1 to 3 days. Well, it went in one. Like, it was almost right away. I didn't even sign up for instantaneous. The instantaneous one, it's like, you pay us. We'll do it right now. But the 1 to 3, it's like when we get around to it. You know, we'll send it over there. It's your money, but it'll take a couple days to get there. Well, it did it in 24 hours. I was stunned by that. So therefore I am.
Thank you for...
What, Bruce?
No.
What, buddy?
Huh?
What?
How?
Thank me for what?
You have one thing to say, Bruce.
What did I...
Winning off the field?
It's the most typical thing of Bruce Allen.
Well, yeah, now you say that.
You
but
have
why
one
did...
job, dude. One.
Like, what is his job right now, though, by the way?
Say winning off the field. Right now, doesn't he, like, he just counts money.
I'm consulting.
I doubt it.
No.
I think he sits at his house for $7, $8 million home or whatever it is in Malibu, wherever he is, and he just enjoys his, I'm going to go on living my life.
He did thank me, though, which was nice.
So let me ask you this. Yep. I don't know if this could be construed as winning off the field.
Uh-oh.
This is a bet that I made that hit, and I made cash on it. How do you feel about that?
I think we have a good chance of this being fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we're talking about a normal amount of units.
Right.
Because we don't unit chain.
We would never unit chain.
Not here.
I bet $50 to win $42 last night that the Capitals would lose.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like everybody knew, they don't care about this game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not playing many people that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, based on just the very basis of, yeah, it's a really good team playing a worse team in the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Capitals have never cared less about a game, and they're not really going to invest that much energy or effort. I'm going to get ahead of this, and so that I'm not angry and mad when they lose to Pittsburgh, this could be called the reverse hedge or whatever.
You're talking about your emotions.
Emotional hedge?
Oh! We should use that. That's okay. A term. We came up with that. Write that down.
50 on the Penguins. That's a good bet.
Thank you.
To win 42, and your boy got fat on FanDuel last night. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Do you have a bell over there I could borrow?
Is
there a bell? Oh, I'll use this one? That one counts. Yeah, I'll move it over here. Hold on.
See if you can reach it.
This is I think this is winning off the field bell.
Oh, I thought you were going to shame me. Because it was Caps Penguins, and I bet on the Penguins.
Not at all. Okay. It doesn't bother me. I'm bothered that they lost to the Penguins. Yeah. No one else is going to care at all because they're adults. I just can't. I can't. I don't like it.
Now, I did lose off the field as well because I did bet on a Dylan Strome goal, and he scored one. And for a little while, we're celebrating, and I'm high-fiving because I've got cash coming into my account. And then the Penguins challenged, and Ovi was offsides by like 4 inches.
Yeah.
And so that money never showed up.
Thank goodness for that rule, by the way. Glad they did that now.
Therefore, I was losing.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, what's up, Frank?
Therefore, I was, oh, no. DeAndre in Temple Hills, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, Grant and Danny. How you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
So I've been calling you guys all day for every hour on the hour trying to get some cap tickets. But the line been busy, so I finally gave up. But about 10 minutes ago, my buddy called me. Yeah, about 10 minutes ago, my buddy called me and said, hey, I got 2 tickets for the Defender this Sunday. You want to go? So I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. So therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Have you been to any of their games, DeAndre?
Yeah, I have. It's a fun environment.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy
talking
it.
About the Capitol Defenders.
It's going to Defenders. It's going to be really good. You'll like it. They are 3-0, trying to get a 4-0. They're playing an 0-3 team. They're 13-3 all-time at home. It's good vibes, so have fun. That'll be good. Let's go to Drew in Stafford on Grant and Danny. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Buddy.
Hey, I am on my way home from work, and I have to take the kids to a sports game. They just so happen to be playing at Fred Nat Stadium under the lights, and there may be an IPA in my future. Mm. Therefore, I am winning.
Winning off the field?
What sport is it?
Flag football. They got a flag football under the lights there.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're going down on a beautiful playing surface in an awesome ballpark.
And a great night, too. It's beautiful out.
Pro baseball. I mean, Elijah Green once played home games there. Think about that. And now you get to play flag football there. That's pretty sick.
That's pretty neat.
Enjoy yourself and drink that cold beverage, that adult soda. Let's go to Steve and Olney on Grant and Danny. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Buddy.
Let me turn off my speaker. So I was one of your first winning off the field calls way back when. I'm back full circle.
Okay.
Not much. A great day out here to be working outside. You know, all my work's been outside today. And every job I've been on, I got myself a nice check at the end of the job. So good day.
Winning off the field.
That a boy, Steve. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's go to Meddy in Springfield on the fan. You're on Grant and Danny. How are you winning off the field?
Hey, Grant and Danny. I hope you guys are doing well. First time caller here.
Jim Jordan's just shoving it in the face of Bruce Allen. He's ready.
He knows the excitement. Yeah.
Anyways, had the day off today. Just got done running 13 miles and training for a 50 miler right now. And just looking forward to the weekend. And go Commanders, man.
You didn't say 15. You said you're training for a 50.
50.
5-0. That's correct.
Are you aware that a marathon is only 26?
I am. But are you aware that an ultra marathon is more than a marathon?
I am not aware of that.
I was generally aware of that.
Do you think you're Forrest Gump
or
something?
Hey, you guys are awesome, man. Appreciate it. Love you. Love the show.
Thank you.
He didn't want any follow-up conversation about his running.
What is he doing, this
That's
guy?
So far.
This guy's Forrest Gump running across the country, wiping his face on shirts.
From that day forward, I was running.
Matt in Frederick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
I found myself in physical therapy at the beginning of last year, as one does, getting older. Mm-hmm. Kind of forgot about it, and I got a letter in the mail this week that said, "Dear valued patient, we recently audited our billing system and came across some unfulfilled refunds that were missing from our billing company." So I got $60 in the mail from my physical therapy place over a year ago.
Damn it, that's therefore how this works.
Winning off the field?
That's it right
that's
there.
That's the win.
That's it.
How do I get one of those? I've heard stories like this.
Dude, so we had that run of a month plus where everybody was sick every other day. I went 77 different trips to various iNova entities and stuff. I won't bore you with the whole story. I got a check for a similar amount. Instead of like, you owe, because I've just been owing. So much owing. It's like, hey, man, here's like $61. And I was like, I'm Roger Maris now. That was great.
There will be a day, maybe, where the Paulsons get one of those letters.
Yeah.
Today is not that day.
It's not one of them days.
And we have not had that day yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of letters that come in talking about 60 or 200 or
like,
400.
Mr. Paulson, anytime you want to pay us, please do.
I don't want to get fully on a soapbox here. Do you know how much they charge for like having a baby?
Yep.
It's a crazy amount of money.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and then you look at the paperwork, it's like $26,000 for the bassinet for the night or whatever. But the insurance is going to handle 19,000 of it. You know, whatever the
thing. Well, God forbid
you
have an ibuprofen.
I mean, it's like, who makes up these numbers? This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember when you were asked if you wanted to put the baby in the room overnight so you could get some sleep or whatever for 3 hours? Yeah, that cost $1,400. And it's like, no one said anything about that. They just said, hey, do you want us to take the baby for 2 hours? And like $9,000 later, they bring the baby back. Everything costs so much. It's all fake money.
Yep.
Where does this come from?
Yep.
I think I would want, but probably wouldn't, someone to just explain how the insurance thing works to me at some point. Because it just seems so ridiculous. The numbers are just fake. Admit to me.
Oh, I can't. But I know what you're saying.
Someone admit to me they're just saying numbers. They're just going, this costs $16,000. And then the insurance pays $13,000. They really don't. And then I pay $3,000. Someone admit to me this is all fake.
Yeah, someone admit it cost me $500. Like, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what it is.
Just like all the others. It's like if I walk into a clothing store and you tell me it's 75% off and the thing now costs $40, but the thing always costs $40, and you just wrote down that it cost, used to cost this and you crossed it out, then it just costs $40. See, I'm still paying what this thing should cost.
I know what you mean.
That's what's happening. Just admit that. Mm. And if they admit that, I'll just never talk about it again. But someone needs to admit it.
Like, well, it's when it's just, hey, this is just Tylenol. Like, those are the ones that get me. I understand it's like there's expertise at play here. You're taking that baby, and we're everybody's alive, and we're doing, like, that's so important.
So important.
Now, I shouldn't be touching anything. You guys got it. Yes, I want to pay for that. Your expertise. But when you just go, okay, this Tylenol right here, this is magic Tylenol. This is that $1,000 Tylenol.
Yeah.
That, not the one you get from CVS.
Can I just bring my Tylenol from home, or do I not get to do
that? Can I bring it in?
The Beltway Blitz is next. We're loaded today. We got a good blitz, by the way. We're going to be breaking down the teams you care the most about. The Caps, the Nats. We'll preview the Defenders, fourth game of the season at home this Sunday with their defensive coordinator as well. And remember, we got Caps tickets to Game 1 Monday night at Capital One Arena after our live show two blocks away at City Tap House in Penn Corner. If you want those tickets, you got to be listening at 420 on The Fan.